Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Chile has agreed to resume imports of U.S. beef after the two countries exchanged letters clarifying the certification of beef-grade labeling. Chile halted imports in September in a dispute over how the beef would be certified under the provisions of a bilateral free trade pact. U.S. beef exports to Chile reached about $1 million in 2008 before the trade was shut off.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:50, down 10 on the open. July, 5:62, down 8 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:05, down 9 1/2 on the open. July, 5:17 1/2, down 9 1/2. May corn opened at 386, down 4 3/4 on the open. July, 397, down 4 1/4. December, 418, down 4 3/4. March of 2010, 430 1/2, down 5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 9:29, down 15 on the open. July, 9:24, down 16 1/2. August, 9:07, down 17. September, 8:79, down 14. November, 8:68, down 12 1/2. January 2010, 8:78, down 12 1/2. March, 8:85, down 13 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 286, down 680 on the open. July, 282.50, down 350. May soybean oil opened at 32.90, down 70 on the open. July, 33.15, down 73. April live cattle opened at 84.25, down 2 1/2 on the open. April feeders, 93.30, down 12 1/2. April lean hogs, 60.50, down 2 1/2 on the open. And July bellies, 85.40. They were up 110 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 77.99 is down 125 points. The NASDAQ at 1560 is down 26. And the S&P 500 is at 820, down 12 1/2 points. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Dave.
Two meaty tomes from you in 1 week that dealt with bonds and equities and the public-private investment program. And I'm trying to digest all of this and boil it down to a sentence that you can comment off of. And if I read all this right, it appears the federal strategy through the PPIP is to stimulate demand by lowering interest rates and keeping a lid on the dollar.
Right, and that goes with Bernanke's monetary policy of pumping liquidity and dollars into the market, buying bonds. That even the Obama strategy of an expansionary fiscal policy all target the idea of increased net exports, increased in investment. To be able to get those two things, though, Dave, we need to keep a lid on interest rates, and that's going to be the tough one because historically, and this is what surprised us when we got done doing the research, historically, both the 1980 and the 2000 time period when we had those recessions back then, the interest rates tended to move up with the recessionary pressure. And so the policies that the government has put in place, they give us a bit more confidence that they're doing the right thing. They're not working against one another. They are inflationary, that's true, but for right now that means little. until we see the demand actually come back. But the key now is we really want to put a focus on the interest rates. If they can stay down and even go a little bit lower here, then the credit market should free up, and then we're on target for that fourth quarter, you know, October, November low in the business cycle, that trough that we talked about at the Beef House meeting. That would be our indicator then that the demand has therefore found a bottom as well. And that means a lot to us in the commodity markets, because then it takes a lot less pressure off of us to have to get hedges and be on the sell side of the market.
To me, this is quite a trick, because usually post in recession, interest rates goes up, as you said, and also the dollar typically goes up.
Well, that's right, and I think the key with that, though, is that at the stage we're at in the economic situation, the fact that we have to rely upon the foreign governments of the world to keep our interest rates low and buy our debt to be able to keep our interest rates low, we're not really as concerned about the dollar, Dave. We, in fact, a stronger dollar or a firm dollar is a probably a good thing to keep in mind, and I think that's where Geithner's commentary Thursday really, you know, kind of twisted some people's heads, because he was working off that 25-year policy of saying we want a strong dollar policy. We do want a strong dollar policy because we don't want it to lose its reserve status, because then the confidence will go away to buy our debt, and with that loss of confidence, our interest rates will go up, and there's really very little the Fed or the Obama administration will be able to do about that. And I think hinged upon that and adding to the Obama budget, it would be nice for us, in our view anyway, to see that budget trim back some, because I think that's giving foreigners and domestic investors both really a nervous stomach about buying our debt, given the amount of additional debt that budget is proposing right now. So to limit some of that budget and to knock it back down a little bit in Congress, I think, would go a long way into carving out that low and aggregate demand.
So at what level of interest rates would you become concerned?
Well, we've got a real nice line around that 128, 18, 128 and a half level in the lead month 30-year Treasury. If you go below that, then you're going below some key support levels that we've been able to hold above, going all the way back to 1999, 2000 level, the last time we took interest rates down. And so that 30-year bond, that, you know, if I would see a weekly close below 128.5, that would really put me on high alert that this policy is maybe not going to work as well as they wanted to, and we'll actually see inflation work against us, and we'll actually see lending tighten up. And that's where the VIX comes into play. The VIX is still very important to us. It has not dropped with the stock market rally this week. We want the VIX to drop because that's our fear factor gauge of investment. The credit markets are still too tight as well, especially lending in the Midwest, lending to the Main Street, so to speak. Lending on Wall Street's probably getting better because of the Fed policy, and between banks it's starting to free up a little bit, but there's still too much risk aversion in Main Street.
So I'll take it all then back to the grains, and as a hedger, what do I do with this information?
We're still on track after this report to be very cautious and want to be hedgers going into planning. We don't feel good about calling a low in the market until we get to May, June, because if the business cycle bottoms, the aggregate demand bottoms in the October, November time period, then the commodities and the stocks have a real good chance of really putting in a firm bottom in the May, June time period. Between now and May, June, though, it goes back to whether it actually works or not, and whether interest rates go down or not, and obviously the weather and the acreage report all mixed into that. But if we're talking about just the specific government policy working or not working on the business cycle front, we're still nervous between now and the middle of June.
So the rally we've seen in the equities over the last 3 weeks, which off its bottom is a 23% retracement to the 2008 highs, really doesn't give you that good, easy feeling as of yet.
It certainly helps alleviate the fear of the 401ks getting hit, and the fact that we're coming into the end of the quarter should make the first quarter look a lot better for the people on Main Street in terms of their investments. But as far as lending and credit and turning the economy around, we're still not there yet in our view. But we could be with these policies. That's the nice thing about this report.
I suppose we ought to touch on some fundamentals over on the livestock side. We have a hogs and pigs report out this afternoon. Will it come to pass that the number of hogs in the herds will go up in the second half of the year?
We don't see that, Dave. We actually have heard more anecdotal evidence and seen more anecdotal evidence of more liquidation and or more liquidation coming. And so I guess our viewpoint would be the farrowing intentions would still be on the low end. We're down over 5% on slaughter, almost 6% on year-to-date production. Feed grain prices are, I think, too high to really build weights up too much in the hog sector. Hogs are an excellent leading indicator to what's happened here in the grains this week. We had this nice rally in the stock market, weaker dollar up until today. Hogs are sitting near their contract lows in the April contract. So if we're really talking about demand and consumption, you'd think the hogs especially, and the cattle to a lesser degree, especially after springtime, would react very quickly and be elastic to the stock market if it's going to keep rallying. And that would help the grains out a lot.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Taking a quick look at the current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 549 down 11 at the Board of Trade. May wheat, 505 and 3 quarters, down 8 and 3 quarters. May corn, 388 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. December, 418 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. May beans, 922 and 3 quarters, down 21 and a quarter. November, 864 and 3 quarters, down 15 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.